Are you still using a PC running Windows XP? Well, on April 8 this year, Microsoft will officially cease support for the aging operating system that was launched back in 2002. And on the line to talk about what this means for users is Emmanuel from Microsoft. Thanks for joining me on Tech Daily.
No problem. My pleasure.
Now, we've seen many updates since Windows XP with Windows Vista, Windows 7, and of course the current Windows 8 operating system. So how many people can we say are still using Windows XP?
It's difficult to say exactly how many are still using XP. I mean, there are estimates out there today from websites like StatCounter and obviously analysts like Gartner and IDC. And they're predicting that in Australia there's probably over 1 million to nearly 1.5 million PCs out there that are still running XP. And we see that the majority of those PCs, probably in small to medium businesses, a lot of consumers probably have already bought a new computer, which has come with a later operating system. But for a lot of small to medium businesses, they're still running those PCs because it just does what they need it to do. It might be invoicing or a particular piece of equipment. But it's now time that, you know, there's a lot more benefits in upgrading, and obviously at the end of support, there's a few more risks associated as time goes on with, people being able to get sensitive information as the system won't be as secure as it is today.
Right, so come April 8, what exactly is going to happen?
Well, we have already extended support a few years ago, and that date obviously expires on the 8th of April, and what that means is we will no longer provide any technical support or any hot fixes or patches as new threats arise. And if you think about security 12 years ago when XP was launched versus the threats that are around today, they're a hell of a lot more sophisticated. So as time goes on, that system obviously will become less and less secure as new threats arise, and we won't be providing new updates or hot fixes in order to patch those as they appear in the system.
Right. Now, of course, I realise that different users will have varying types of computer hardware, but is upgrading from Windows XP to Windows 8 a possibility for many, or are you suggesting that maybe it's time to invest in new hardware, new computers, to get the most out of today's operating systems?
Certainly, it's a possibility. In terms of Windows 8, the requirements are actually quite low. It's one of the first times in history that a new operating system has come out and required less RAM and hard drive space than the previous version. So it would be, I guess, very dependent on what PC they bought with XP on it. So I couldn't necessarily say 100% of them could upgrade directly from XP to Windows 8 on their system. But when you consider the cost of technology today versus 12 years ago, it's a hell of a lot cheaper now to go out and buy a new PC. And we're actually doing a TV campaign at the moment featuring a HP Pavilion Touch notebook for $499, just to demonstrate that, you know, the cost of new hardware with the latest features like touch in a form factor with a great battery life are quite affordable. When you consider back, you know, when XP was launched, people probably paid in excess of $2,000 for their PC. So upgrading, probably, you know, I would recommend, don't worry so much about the hassle. It's probably best now to go out and buy a new PC. But for those that really love the hardware that they've got, then, you know, it is possible to upgrade as well.
And I guess you still have the upgrade assistance, so people can check whether their systems are, appropriate or up to scratch to use with Windows 8?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of tools on our website, obviously, at Microsoft.com. And there's, for small to medium businesses in particular, tools to be able to assess some of the software that they use, if it's compatible. Because the last thing we want is those customers of ours that, you know, are serving their customers for their systems to go down and then not be able to continue business. So we have been, obviously, working with a lot of those customers already. But for those that haven't started, you know, we recommend that today's the day to get out there and make sure that your software works and start thinking about your plan and moving off the platform before April 8.
Okay, so for more information, where can we direct Windows XP users who may have some questions or some just looking for general information on upgrading?
We keep the website at Microsoft.com up to date with all of the latest tools, and there's a number of blogs and obviously help from our experts to be able to, take away any of the problems that they might have and help them get onto a more secure platform that will be ongoing, I guess, providing them better productivity as well.
Excellent. Well, right, mark that on your calendars, Windows XP support finishing up on April 8. Emmanuel from Microsoft Australia, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you.